TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Trying me hottest.
Just not hitting it this year.
Gonna hit it this year. Trying me hottest. Dude, that Manhattan announcement with their new coach is such a big deal. Channel 9 sent Lynn Jennings down there. I just texted my son and I said, "This is awesome." They're
7 years at the school.
Favorite son is coming back home. He was a quarterback.
Where do I have? I thought I had that story in the stack somewhere. Is it Kleiman is the one that's leaving?
Yes,
that is correct.
And then who's coming in?
Colin Klein.
Oh, the quarterback
was their quarterback. Yes.
Huh. Yeah. Channel 9 sent Len Jennings down to Manhattan.
Says its announcement that drew national attention today as fans and pundits speculate on what's next for the program. They were trying to downplay. Oh, it's not going to be Colin Klein. Of course it was. It was and it is.
Oh, they've already announced that?
Already announced it.
Okay.
To be hired as Kansas State's new football head coach.
By the way, and CNN is playing it right now, and I saw it on MS Now earlier, and I think Fox also had it too. They've released these pictures from inside Jeffrey Epstein's home on that private island down in the Bahamas.
Oh, God.
And... you know, it's just basic pictures of a bedroom. There's the living room with four chairs facing each other, coffee table in the middle. But the one that disturbs me the most is the one taken from the massage room.
Of course.
With a massage. There it is right there. With a massage chair and some sort of plastic head sticking out of the wall.
They're all over the wall. There's like 10 of them.
It's disgusting. Oh, and by the way, that chair looks like every single chair you've ever seen in a dentist's office.
It sure does.
I guess I'm confused by the never-before-seen part of this because I saw a lot of these images in the documentaries.
Why do we need to see it? Like, I'm just grossed out. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear his name. I hope she dies a horrible death, even though I'm concerned she's, you know, at this Club Med prison.
I think she'll ultimately be pardoned or commuted. Ghislaine Maxwell is going before a judge. I don't know. I don't think it was today. But in the very not too distant future, asking for her sentence to be basically expunged.
No!
No, I'm serious.
There are some of those survivors who will say what she did was worse.
Well, yeah, because she was the one who gained the trust of these young
groomed
women.
Groomed them, found them, you know, gained their trust, and then handed them over.
They were saying on CNN, I didn't hear the story, obviously, because... the TVs in the studio don't have volume for the obvious reasons, but they had they were running a story, and the chyron on the bottom said Ghislaine Maxwell asking judge to expunge sentence.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I want the entire operation to come down, but I know better.
Well, and Sam, you have ruined me. I'm going to be honest.
Again, if what we are alleging they were doing this for is true, right? Because we all seem to lose sight of the overarching story here, which is that it was some sort of blackmail ring for some intelligence agency. Nobody knows. People have thrown around ideas. Who knows, right? If that is true, I'm not saying it is, I don't know. If that is true, they're not going to give that up. That's the most valuable information on the planet. That's probably the most valuable anything on the planet.
The reason I tend to believe Sam real quick is because there were gigantic bank transfers to him through one of the biggest gigantic American banks.
Well, and you have to keep in mind that he became one of the wealthiest financiers after being a failed math teacher, which, by the way, he never even had a college degree or the credentials teach math.
Much less do finance.
And I'm going to stop there because I could get way into the conspiracy theory off of this launching pad, but I won't.
I agree with you. I think he made his money off of blackmail, without question, because you were saying to me in the newsroom a couple months ago, you ought to get into the rabbit hole of looking at the bank transfers.
It's all public information.
This money was flooding into his account. And it's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
don't you have to report that at least? And then what is the memo line on that?
It's public information, yeah.
And I don't care who you are, what job you had, what political affiliation you were in as a member of Congress or a president or a senator. I don't care what royal family you come from. These names need to be revealed.
I agree.
I think he also sought them out. He sought out people to befriend through his wealth and power, sought them out, and I believe in some cases probably put them in the position to be blackmailed.
Well, but
you know what I'm saying? I don't think all of these politicians were necessarily phoning him up going, hey, Jeffrey, no one's ever known this, but I'm deviant and I would like to come commit multiple felonies at your property. I think there were times where he knew that he could blackmail the very powerful and the very wealthy, and he would have them out to their island knowing that these girls would be there.
And what, you would fly in and leave your moral compass at home?
I think there are men who did, yes, Scott.
Clearly.
And then I think he turned around and went, oh, by the way.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
She's 15.
Here's the craziest thing.
And there's where the money starts exchanging hands.
For Epstein's blackmail ring to work, again, if it's real, because we're working on a theory here, for it to work, most of the people involved didn't even have to do the horrifying things. All we need is a perception that these things went on at that island.
Or that they were there.
And anybody who went to that island is now accused of taking part in those activities.
The Harvard guy.
But
whether they even took a part in those activities or not.
You're thinking of Larry Summers.
If they knew that those activities were going on that island at some point, anybody who sets foot on that island is now
suspect.
Accused of taking part.
True, but we know that it was more than just Epstein and Prince Andrew.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah. The women who were speaking outside of the Capitol 2 weeks ago, I remember driving home. I got home and I was watching CNN one night after the show, and they had one of those women who was on the steps of the Capitol. I think she was on Aaron Burnett's show or something. And Aaron Burnett just flat out asked her, are there other people besides Epstein and Prince Andrew? And this young lady, well, she's not young anymore, but she's middle-aged, but was young at the time, said, absolutely. And then they had somebody else on that same night who said, among them is an elite was the word they used, elite Hollywood director, several actors, countless politicians.
Oh, you're nuts if you don't think Harvey Weinstein wasn't. I mean, think of all of the like known suspects already in Hollywood that we know did horrible things. Mm-hmm. You would not be surprised. So here's my question. Why withhold the names? Why not say, because to me, when you say it's a renowned director.
Elite was the word they used.
Elite director. Well, you could name 15 of them, rattle them off the top of your head. You're now implicating sort of all of them by not implicating the one. Why not just say, this is who it is?
Yeah.
And for the love of God, follow the money.
That's exactly
he
right.
He had zero experience dealing with hedge funds. He had no evidence of being able to invest $5, let alone $50
billion. Mm-hmm.
So why cut him a check? Why give him complete control? It was rumored, I don't even know if this is true or if it's been proven, but it was rumored that one of his biggest donors, I won't name him, happens to be the owner of a lot of very popular clothing brands. One of his biggest donors gave him full legal power of attorney over his entities, meaning Epstein could have shut them down whenever he wanted to.
Hmm.
Make that make sense.
And I want to be clear. When I say that I think Ghislaine Maxwell is going to get either a pardon or a sentence commutation, I'm not accusing the current president of doing anything wrong. What I'm saying is all of these people run in the same circle.
Yep.
Right? Okay? And I think she will be pardoned to keep her mouth shut to protect people that maybe the current president is friends with or knows or has business dealings with.
She'll be dead in a week.
And
if they let her out, she'll be dead in a week.
She'll be dead when she starts flapping her jaws, if she ever did. But I'll let you out. You be quiet. Just keep your mouth shut.
If we think for half a second that she's holding the purse strings or the power, we are so wrong.
She's holding the names. There's the power.
Yeah. But to Dana's point, say one word.
Yes.
Wake up tomorrow.
Drop one name and you're going to be Epstein.
Yep.
Oh, no. It'll be the brakes go out in her car. Like, I'm with Sam on that conspiracy end. Because I think there are so many high-profile people that were wrapped up in that.
So great point on the text line. One of you said, I think it was you, Sam, why don't they just start naming names now?
The victims.
You're literally lining yourself up for a huge defamation lawsuit because as of now, there is no proof.
Well, and they specifically chose victims that did not have the money, the wherewithal, or the knowledge to be able to fight that fight.
But they can fight it now.
Well, but you say it loud and proud now, they're going to bury you in legal fees.
I mean, so
if not bury you literally.
That's right. So let's say I'm powerful politician John Smith. Okay, I'm just using a very generic name. I don't even know who John Smith is. If one of the victims comes out and says, one of the guys, his name was, he was a senator by the name of John Smith. Well, I'm John Smith. Show me the proof. Now I'm taking you to court. I'm going to sue you. I'm worth millions and millions of dollars. You have nothing. And to your point, Sam, I am going to bury you in legal fees, if not literally bury you under a bridge in Chicago. 913-586. On that happy note, 913-586.
We're going to
break. Coming up next.
586-7798. You're on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.